How you doing? This is Ivan with Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back with another idea to help you live a more happy, conscious life. Today, our idea is on whatever we resist persists. And I think most people can relate to that, especially when talking about our emotional world. So why is it that we resist certain emotions? Well, simply for many of us, it's because something in our experience is not what we wish it to be. And because it's not what we wish it to be, we will give it a label. And then when we label it, we will have a reaction that we experience as an emotional state. And this emotional state, many of us will say it's negative. And because it's negative, you know, we don't want it in our experience. So we will tend to resist that. And how most people deal with their emotions is that they will either express them, you know, with their bodies. You know, when you express these negative emotions and say and have an emotional outburst, you know, that will just be a temporary release, because whenever that same situation or event happens to come up, you will react in the same way. You will have the same emotional reaction, and you will have those same emotional states in your experience. The other way is that we just simply learn to suppress our emotions. We just learn to push them into our subconscious mind, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But, you know, by suppressing it, we're using a tremendous amount of energy to keep it pushed down. So it's something that's happening in the background, even though it may not be in our conscious awareness. That suppression is going on in the background. And that suppressed energy leads to a lot of unique and personal neurosis, because it's ends up being a corrupted energy. So what's the solution to resisting our emotions? What can we do? Well, the solution to resistance is just allowing. We just allow our emotions to be there. So how do you get to that point of where you can learn to allow your emotions to be there? Well, a lot of it will be a part of your journey of self-knowledge, of really getting intimate understanding of your emotions and learning to develop your attention, your awareness, because the whole goal with a lot of spiritual exercises is learning to control and direct your attention. Because when you're controlling and directing your attention consciously, you're in a better position to not become identified to whatever you're observing. So if we start to shine the light in our inner space of moment to moment what we're feeling, what we're experiencing, because we're consciously directing our attention, we are in a better position to not become identified to our emotional states, to not resist our emotional states, or just simply becoming aware of them. And the goal of a lot of these exercises is just to develop your witnessing consciousness, the witnessing aspect of consciousness. Because just like a normal witness, what does a witness do? A witness just simply clearly sees something. And a lot of these exercises, let's say meditation. Meditation is just helping you get to the point where you witness your inner space in a very clear way. And you can get to the point where the witnessing aspect of your consciousness is just so pure that these emotional states, your thoughts, any experience just goes through you like nothing, like space, because our nature is space-like awareness. So if you can become more attuned with the witnessing aspect of your consciousness and you learn to reside there more, then you will just simply allow life to just be what it is. You will allow these emotions to be there. And because emotions are just energy in motion, by just allowing them to be there, giving them the freedom, but not becoming identified, not deriving any sense of self from them, they will just, on their own, leave your inner space. And now I want to talk a little bit, you know, when I mention some of these ideas to people, you know, a lot of people have the concern that if they learn to let go of these emotional states, even though they're negative, you know, a lot of people derive their sense of self, a certain aspect of them, they feel as their emotions, And by letting go of their emotions, they feel they're losing a certain sense of identity. But I just want to say that as you learn to be the witnessing consciousness more and more, you will develop the capacity to perceive even subtler dimensions of energy beyond the crude, mechanical emotions that we typically experience. So don't be afraid that because you let go of your emotional state that you will be losing yourself, that you will be losing your feeling about life, that you won't be able to feel life. But quite the opposite will actually happen, because you're able to perceive subtler energy, you know, life will actually become more pleasurable. You actually, the sense of aliveness will be a lot more. Although a lot of people won't be aware that that's your experience, because being subtler dimensions of energy, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're just going to be overflowing with joy, or, you know, like physically people will be able to see it. It can be, but later on as you settle into that space, you know, you can just be in a crowded coffee shop, but in your inner space, you are sensing that subtler energy, and just, it's a very pleasurable place to be. So if that's a concern of yours, I just encourage you to continue your spiritual path, learn to be more aware, more conscious, so that you can allow everything in your experience just to be the way it is. And as you do that, you know, you'll just be flowing with life. And yeah, it's a beautiful space to be. So I hope you enjoy today's topic, that whatever you resist persists. So as soon as you learn to just allow things to be there, and you have the intelligence and the conscious capacity to allow it to be there, then your life will just become richer as you continue your journey. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Wherever you are in the world, hope you're doing well. Take care.